Thursday was the Feast of the Ascension. We're celebrating that today. The Ascension, of course, is 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead. He got on the elevator and went to heaven. And all of his disciples were gathered there, saw this event. It was a transition. It was a change. It's a change for Jesus. It's a change for his disciples. It's a change for his mother. It was a change for everybody that was around him. It says they worshipped him. They were really excited. But they doubted. So, like, there's all this other angst going on inside. Well, today with Ethan and Elizabeth, we're celebrating a transition as well. One day you're here and you're a student, and the next day you're a graduate. But yeah. See you, suckers. I'm out of here. It'd be a lot of joy. But it could be pretty scary, too. You know, how many, if you had a nickel for every time somebody said, what are you going to do now that you graduated? Where are you going to go? You wouldn't have to work. Just retire at 18. So that's what everybody asks. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? You might have a pretty clear plan on what that's going to be. But then there might be a part of you that's kind of scared. You know, what's out there? I mean, it's like the world is your oyster. I mean, God knows, I think it was 6 days after the earth's crust cooled when I graduated from high school. I left, and I turned around, and I looked at that door, and I went, and I never went back. Never, ever in 55 years have I ever been back into school. Needless to say, high school for me was not a fun time. It's kind of a drag. It's painful. I was not known for my athletic prowess. I was not known for my academic acumen. My high point was getting kicked out of school in the 10th grade because my hair was too long. That's kind of an amazing thing now as we look back on it, isn't it? And I make light of those times, but often there's difficult times. I don't know if you guys have heard, maybe your folks have heard of a Trappist monk by the name of Thomas Merton. If you haven't heard of him, you probably will at some point. It was a guy who was a student in the monastery, and he would go to Thomas Merton for spiritual direction. And he'd go in, and Thomas Merton would look at him and say, how's it going? And he'd say, man, it's great. It's really going great. And he'd say, don't worry, it'll get worse. Or he'd come in and he'd say, how's it going? He'd say, oh, it's terrible. It's really bad. He says, don't worry, it'll get better. And you're going to run into those times. But remember, there's no such thing as failure. There's only learning what doesn't work. Now, Grandpa Ron over here is a Lake Erie guy, okay? Some of you may have been on a lake. There's different kinds of boats on a lake, too, right? There's the big ore freighters. You ever tried to turn an ore freighter? Motion is detected in the backyard. It's an ore freighter trying to turn. Takes a long time for an ore freighter to turn. Takes a long time. Then you got a sailboat. You can't go from point A to point B in the sailboat. You got to take the wind. So sometimes in order to get to B, you got to go to F. then you got to cut back this way to go to C. You got to sort of move around, go from A to B. Or maybe you're a little speedboat. Speedboats. Turn, move, go fast. As you go through your life, don't be afraid to be a sailboat or a speedboat. Or freighters are kind of a problem. They're the ones that say, I've always done it this way. This is the way I was taught, and I'm going to stick to it. It's mine. Dude, you're 70 years old. You were taught that in 1970, and it doesn't work anymore. It's okay to be a sailboat. It's okay to be a little speedboat. We are told by the Lord in the Gospel of John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. My encouragement to you as you go forward is find your way. What is your way? Your way isn't your mom and dad's way. Your way isn't your brother or your sister's way. Your way is your way. And it might not be clear. It's like, geez, I'm not real clear. Check your heart. Follow your way. I am the way. I am the truth. What is your truth? Embrace your truth. You can take guidance from grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, your best friend, a counselor, absolutely talk to people. But embrace your truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Because it's your life to live. Live your life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Find your way. Embrace your truth. Live your life. Jesus says in the last line of the gospel, as he's leaving, I am with you forever. There's a psalm that I want to share with you as I end, because I was told to keep it short. So we had a schedule to keep. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where shall come my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to stumble. Your protector does not slumber. The protector of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord is your protector. He is the shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will protect your going in and your coming out. He will protect you from this day on and forevermore. Elizabeth and Ethan, you're not alone. You've got all these people. And you've got the Lord Jesus right close to you. You're not alone. May the Lord bless you, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.